Nothing to Lose by Lee Child, read by Carrie Shale. The sun was only half as hot as he had known sun to be, but it was hot enough to keep him confused and dizzy. He was very weak. He had not eaten for 72 hours or taken water for 48. Not weak. He was dying, and he knew it. He fell to his knees. The sand was only half as hot as he had known sand to be, but it was hot enough to ease his chill. He fell face down, exhausted, finally spent. He knew that if he closed his eyes, he would never open them again. But he was very tired. So very, very tired. He closed his eyes. The line between hope and despair was exactly that, a line in the road formed where one town's blacktop finished and the others started. Hope's highway department had used asphalt. Despair had top-dressed a lumpy roadbed with hot tar and dumped gravel on it. Where the two surfaces met, there was an inch-wide trench filled with a black, rubbery compound. Jack Reacher stepped over it mid-stride and kept on walking. Hope and Despair were both in Colorado. Reacher was in Colorado because 2 days previously he had been in Kansas, and Colorado was next to Kansas. He was making his way west and south. He had been in Calais, Maine, and had taken it into his head to cross the continent diagonally, all the way to San Diego.